Ginny, can you help Tori out, who says, is there a safe tablet a person can take to increase the melanin, the dark pigment in your skin, to get a tanned look? What do you think?
Well, this would be brilliant for anyone like me who is very pasty white and doesn't really tan very much and hates the idea of getting my legs out at the start of the summer. And there are quite a few products on the market that claim to give you a suntan, but I had a look into this and they all seem a bit dodgy. So a lot of them aim to boost your melanin production. So when you go out in the sun, UV hits your skin and it increases the production of this thing called melanin, which gives you the tanned look and also protects you from the sun. So this would be great if we could have something to boost melanin. Not only would it give you a nice tanned complexion, but it would also protect you against skin cancer. But the way they do this, these pills, is by giving you more of the precursor to melanin, which is an amino acid called tyrosine. So they claim that by boosting levels of tyrosine, you'll make more melanin. There doesn't really seem to be much evidence to back that up. Most of us aren't deficient in tyrosine. It comes from chicken, fish, dairy, seeds, all sorts of things. So unless you're deficient in it, you've probably got enough to make all the melanin your body wants to make anyway. So boosting it probably isn't going to do anything. There are other pills on the market that kind of dye you from the inside out. Doesn't sound great to start with. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, there was the Sunny Delight drink that got really popular.
Yeah.
And like an orange juice, but it was really orange and quite weird looking. But there was a little kid who drank a load of it and turned orange.
Well, if you eat a lot of carrots, because carrots contain beta carotene, that's two vitamin A molecules stuck together, this is actually safe because it just deposits in all the fat in your tissue and it makes your fat go orange. And so there are people who have had a bit of a carrot-eating fetish who have gone a very orange colour.
And that was the same stuff that was in Sunny Delight that caused this kid to go orange. So it wasn't going to do her any harm, but she went a bit of a weird colour. And that's one of the things that they put in these pills. So unless you want the tangoed look, maybe not the way to go. There's also another food additive called camphaxanthin, which is safe in small amounts in food. It's used to dye food, but they're giving it to you in much bigger quantities in this supplement. And that's more brownie colour, so they claim it's going to be more natural. But in large doses, it can actually settle in your eyes and form crystals, which can affect your eyesight. So I don't think that
doesn't
one's the way to go either.
Of course, what flamingos eat is a lot of astaxanthin, which is the chemical made by the algae on the things they're eating. And that's a pink colour, which is why they end up pink. They're actually white if they don't eat all the algae.
And I guess all these dyes aren't going to have the advantage of protecting you from UV as well, especially if they're settling in the fat.
So the pills don't seem to really be getting anywhere, but there's one really interesting study by David Fisher at Harvard Medical School who found a chemical that you apply topically called fuscolin, which comes from a tropical mint plant, and they applied it to mice and it actually increased the melanin production, darkened their skin and protected these mice from cancer. And the tan was just like a natural one. So he's now working on finding a way to get this stuff to penetrate human skin rather than mouse skin. So we may have a natural tanning cream sometime soon.
It's the same stuff that a group of scientists in China have announced this week is part of their recipe for reprogramming adult skin cells to turn them back into stem cells. Oh dear, could go either way, couldn't it?